Welcome to the podcast that keeps the wheels the right way down the whole time. O Canada RC, the podcast, brought to you by Reefs RC, maker of quality RC products. Now, let's flip it over to the boys with the toys making some noise. Welcome to the podcast, guys. It's your boy, Jeff Lemoyne, and it is Whoops Wednesday once again. Man, I can't believe how quickly we get back to Whoops Wednesday. It's like this never-ending loop of goodness, and I hope you look at it that way too. I'm super excited to have some pretty cool guests on this week. We're going to have Tamiya Legends on, and I believe we may have a very special first on the podcast, and I'm going to just leave it there and tease that a little bit, but you'll have to keep listening to find out what that is. So as we approach the midpoint of the week here, I just want to give a non-RC shout out to my big sister, T-Dog. You know who you are. She's shy, so I'm not going to use her real name, and I'm definitely not going to use her social handles. She is very private. She's my big sister. And she is the shake to my bake, if you know what I'm saying. So me and T-Dog got together on Sunday afternoon, and we decided to plasti dip my one-to-one, the Mitsubishi, looking mean with the plasti dipped hood and the front and rear panels. And we also plasti dipped the insignias. I think it looks dope. As she put it, just gangsta enough. So big shouts out to my sis, T-Dog. Thanks for the quick lesson in plasti-dip. You are a true pro, my sister. All right, so off to RC. And the opening salvo this week is all about off-road. This week coming up at Phoenix RC Raceway, we've got the off-road week for the month of October. And on Saturday, we have got a cup race, club race. It's the second club race coming up, but we're actually going to have trophies. I'm stoked. I'm prepping two rides for this race, the 22T Stadium truck and the 22 5.0 Carpet Edition low-C two-wheel drive buggy. Going to try to run both if we have enough vehicles for the classes. The buggy class, for sure, we will have enough two wheels, some pros. I think you'll see guys like Dylan Raposo coming back out. I'm really excited to hopefully get through three quals, and I don't really care if I finish dead last, second last, first place. That's a pipe dream, but I really don't care. I'm stoked to get through the quals, to go through the process, to, you know, prove to myself that I can do this. In the summer, if you remember back, we did a lot of focus on my first off-road race with my short course truck, the low-C SCTE. And that was an awesome experience, man. I finished second last in the entire field, but that's okay. I'm hoping we have enough cars to go in the 22T stadium truck class. Maybe we'll combine stadium and short course just to make sure we can get some running in there. That should be a big sloppy mess. I like that, because the stadium trucks on that high traction black carpet, man, they take some serious tuning. I think I'm in pretty good shape. Got the sway bar installed on the front, which I mentioned earlier on the podcast. Really got the tires cleaned up and my camber and toe set, I think, in a good spot. So I am excited to hopefully race the truck. That would be a lot of fun. That said, if it doesn't happen, we are pretty dialed in on the 22 5.0 two-wheel drive buggy. I think, you know, we're good on our ride height. We did some maintenance on both the front and the rear of the vehicle to try to loosen some things up and give me some more range in terms of steering and responsiveness and the shocks. I'm really excited for the opportunity to be in some heats with some true drivers. And I got to give my man MR Custom Painting, Matt Brace, a shout. His body's not been in much competition. He's not been in competition at all. So this will be the first time I'm rocking the RCAF, O Canada RC body on that car. So really excited for that prospect. Hopefully we get a good turnout. If you're listening to this, you got a few days to make your intentions known to Philip over at Phoenix. We need to fill up those heats, and believe it or not, they're going quick. So make sure you reach out to Philip and lock your spots in. I know there's two-wheel, four-wheel buggy, and we're trying again, like I said, for that stadium class or combined stadium short course class. I've seen it done before a lot. Stadium truck not as popular as some of the others, and as it was in the past. It's really a shame because stadium truck used to be an amazingly fun class. It's an easier class. I find the car is a very simple vehicle. It's a matter of driving. It comes down to driving with the buggy. So it's really open to a lot of folks. And if you have one sitting on the shelf, dust it off and get it out there. We really want to see you out on Saturday. I don't know exact times, but if it is like the last race, track should open around 7:30 for practice. And I think the heats will start about an hour later, around 8:30. Make sure to get there early, get set up, make sure your batteries are charged, and be ready to go. And yeah, should be a good time. That is about it for the opening salvo here. I'm excited to get these vehicles, these off-road cars out. It's officially indoor season. It is cold and wicked here in Toronto these days. While that happens, I'm still working on the TT01 and the X-Ray, man. Every time off-road comes around now, I miss the opportunity to race the X-Ray because it's just so much damn fun. But that's this RC hobby. It's crazy and it constantly evolves for us. So it's good times all around. Hang in there here on Whoops Wednesday. Coming up, like I said, Tamiya Legends, 35,000 followers. Can't be wrong, man. I'm stoked to talk to my man at Tamiya Legends. We're gonna just get into Tamiya and just go deep, I hope. So and a very special, hopefully a third segment on Whoops Wednesday, which will be a special surprise reveal. Don't you dare miss it. See you on the other side of the musical interlude. All right, everybody, welcome back to Whoops Wednesday. And I don't know where you are, but where I am, it's getting chilly up here in Toronto. The fall leaves are falling. My garage, where I record this luxurious podcast, is getting really chilly. And with that, I'm excited to have some guests on that keep me warm on the podcast. I don't know if that's a really good segue, but we're really excited. Pablo's on the line. Pablo, we have a first today in terms of guests.
We do,
We
and we're
do.
pumped for it too. I don't know if you want me to do the introduction or if you do, Jeff.
Oh, you go, buddy. You
All
sound better than me most days, anyways.
right. He's passing it on. So we have Lily from Fleur-de-Lis RC, the Instagram account, and we are super excited to have you on and to just talk about what it is that you're going through in the RC life and how you like it and what how you got started, all that kind of good stuff. But thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, Lily, we're super excited to have you on because, as we alluded to, first woman of RC on the podcast, something that's long overdue for us, and something that I know Pablo and I, like our MO on this podcast is yes about RC, but it's also about family. So it's good to have different voices and different representations from this hobby. So no pressure, but we're really excited to hear what the female perspective is on RC.
That's
It's almost
great.
it's kind of funny. I kind of feel a little nervous. Like I'm like, okay, how do I speak? It's like the nerdy guy talking to girls for the first time. It's like, what do I say? How do I say it correctly?
No, we're we're all on the same page. I feel like we're all just a big family in RC, so it's great.
And so, Lily, maybe we'll start with that. Whereabouts are you located?
I'm in Southern California.
Ah, oh, sunny Southern Cal.
It's nice. Still summertime here, really.
I'm jealous. Beautiful. I see your post, and I'm like, man, I really want to be out on the rocks again. I'm literally kind of looking on Amazon for the what's it called, the water repellent spray to put on all my gear so I can go and chase my car down in the rain. But we'll see what happens. So.
Yeah, I'll need snow repellent soon.
Would love to have rain and snow. It's just been so hot.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, and dry. And you guys have, obviously, and Pablo, you've been impacted by it too, by some of the fires and whatnot. I'm not sure, Lily, were you impacted by any of that in your part of California?
I was not, thankfully.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's I have friends. So I have, Pablo and I are friends, I think. Right, Pablo? We're friends.
On some days.
some days. Depends. But I also have an expatriate friend who I grew up with here in Canada who lives in Bend, Oregon. And he sends me pictures of the forest fires and I kind of go, wow, different thing to worry about. Here we worry about in the winter, it's blizzards and like quick thaws and flooding. And in the summer, really, we're lucky. We don't get a lot of bad storms. It's just dry heat.
Oh, okay. So,
got to feel fortunate for what you got, I guess, where you
Absolutely.
Are. But to get back to RC, so how did you get into RC? I mean, we all have, Pablo and I have some convoluted, windy stories on how we got there. But how did you get there?
So when I first met my husband, he was driving low-C buggies at an indoor track.
Oh,
and nice. We would go to the indoor track and I would do the turn marshal role. And I would also drive the cars here and there. And then we got married, had kids, and that was kind of on the back burner for a few years. So probably in the past, 3 to 4 years, he got back into it. And we had gone to Proline by the Fire in 2018, which I learned more about the RC cars, but I wasn't as into it. And then in 2019, he was asked to be a brand ambassador for one of the RC companies. And that kind of piqued my interest. I work in market research and I normally work with tech companies, but when we were kind of involved with the launch, not involved, but you know, we knew about it and he was kind of being a part of it. It just interests me learning about the new car that was coming out and hearing people's reactions at Proline by the Fire. And then I got a car of my own. And then he said, oh, you know, we can paint it the way you want and do some different things. And that just really got me interested because I love to decorate. And I thought, oh, this is so fun. I get to pick out my own paint and we'll do different things to it. So that's just kind of how I started. Doing the RC thing with him. And then it's really fun going to different places to trail truck.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like we'll get into the crawling and all that, but I want to back up because when you said you really like design, I think you said design, and I think of my wife and I go, she has this knack for interior design. And she's always joked that she wants to be, that's what she wants to do for her next iteration.
Oh, awesome.
Career. And so I think I need to go talk to her. Or maybe you need to talk to her.
I can do that.
And I think that's a good idea. That's a really neat transition. And I think for me and Pablo, I want to hear your thoughts. Like design is always like, I'm not an artist. I'm a PR guy. So I guess I use words as my paint, but Pabs, you're much more artistic and creative on that end of things. But I think that's kind of like a common thread for people. Like, you like the mechanic part, but you also like the aesthetics part.
Right? Yeah, it's interesting because I kind of equate it to like, you know, it's like the you can totally tell the dudes, the dads out there that just get a truck and drive it, and you can tell the people that have a little bit more stylistic influence that, you know, it's like putting together an outfit, right? You put together a nice shirt, yeah, a nice pair of pants, you know, maybe a hat, some nice shoes, maybe some accessories, and you know, when it all matches, it, you can tell, you know what I mean, like you can see, you can totally tell what the thought was behind it. And I think that's something that I think a lot of people miss, and don't miss meaning that they don't understand that that's part of it, or it can be part of it. And you know, for me, it goes back to the one-to-one automotive styling and how I can, you know, make a vehicle like that. And of course, you know, cost of entry of doing something like that to an RC car is like profoundly different than actually doing it to a classic car or anything different like that. But you know, it allows you to afford to be a little bit more adventurous. You know, like, I don't know, Lily, if you would or not, but if you had a car, like, you know, if you had a car, I don't know if your real one-to-one would be painted the same fuchsia color as your crawler is, you know?
Not at all. And I wanted to say too, it's definitely what you were saying about being more adventurous, because like our whole house is gray and white and my car is white. But having the RC trucks, you know, the hot pink, it's just really fun for me and they stand out.
What is it about scale crawling, Lily, that really attracted you? Because you mentioned that you and your husband, you sort of, I don't want to say followed him to the track, but he was a racer, it sounded like, with low C buggies at the beginning. So how did crawling get into the picture?
I think that he was starting to look just for different options, and with crawling, trail trucking, you can take it anywhere, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you can do that in a smaller space.
Right.
And yeah, there's just that's so cool. Many different areas where we live to go.
Right.
To go crawl, we can go to the beach, we can go to the mountains, and everything's pretty close by.
And it's kind of like Pablo, I guess. Pablo, you talk about crawling, and I haven't gotten there yet, really, but I'm sure I will. But it kind of incorporates that lifestyle approach too, right? So you're out, you're hiking, you're getting exercise, and it's social.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
To me, it's pretty relaxing. I mean, I go early in the morning. So a lot of my golden hour stuff is sunrise golden hour, sunset golden hour. And so I'm generally out by myself in the morning. I mean, I take my kids out on the weekends to go and do it, but you know, that's kind of midday kind of stuff. But I tend to, in the summertime, that's what I'm kind of bummed with right now, is that in the summertime I can go before work. Mm-hmm. And now that the sun's not coming up till 8 o'clock or 7:30 or whatever, you know, I can't really get away before that way. And so I'm having to either force myself to do it during normal people hours or do it during the week or during the weekend. But yeah, it's, for me, it's like, it's kind of that peaceful quietness sometimes, especially when you can get away from the trail. And then, so Lily, I noticed a lot of your stuff is out there, and I, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it like at the Corona Del Mar area? It seems like a lot of people go there, and it seems kind of like a similar terrain, but it looks awesome. And I don't know how crowded it is. I always wonder, like, is there like 50 RC cars there at a time or what?
It can be on the weekends. It gets pretty busy. We like to go maybe after work in the early evening. And then on the weekends, we'll go early in the morning, trying to just get there before it gets too crowded, just even with beachgoers too.
Yeah. Sure. So being a dude,
uh-huh,
and out there crawling or playing with your toy trucks, and I assume, I don't know if you go out on your own or if it's always with your husband, that kind of thing, but
being a dude, sometimes you get these looks like, what is this guy doing? Like, come on. You know, you kind of get those funny looks. Do you ever feel that kind of heat from people, or is it like they're just more interested, maybe more approachable because you are a woman, or is it
anything like that? I think people maybe who haven't seen my trucks on Instagram are kind of curious, because I get the feeling that a lot of them are surprised because their wives aren't into it. I mean, I hear a lot of, oh, my wife hates it.
Never heard that before. Never heard that before.
And that just cracks me up, because I can understand. I mean, I have friends who probably would not ever dream of doing RC trucks. And that's fine. But I find it all completely interesting, just for the nature of my job, too. But
so what do you think it is that actually, I mean, I know we kind of touched on that, but like, aside from like the family time with your husband, what do you think, if you like dive deeper into that, what is it that actually, is it that like design aspect of it? Or is it like, because I know for me, sometimes I enjoy the build more than I do the play. And, you know, cause I get to like really think about this and problem solve it and all that kind of stuff. But then driving's a ton of fun, but you know, it's, to me, I feel like I get more engaged with the build part of it. So for you, driving wise, what is it, do you think, that actually like really pulls you in, that makes you kind of want to go back for it?
I really enjoy the locations that we go to, and I do find it very relaxing as well. It's something that I can kind of focus on that's just for me, and I'm not in front of a computer, I'm not on my phone, and I do enjoy taking the photos, because it's pretty fascinating how you have this tiny truck, and just depending on how you take this shot, a lot of people think it's a real truck.
Absolutely. That's especially yours. yours are like, oh man, yours are so rad. Like that, you have that Toyota, I don't know what the body is, it's just the Toyota truck. I don't know what I'm not a Toyota guy, but I know what you're,
I have,
it's the, go ahead.
I have just the funniest story about that. Are you talking about the Hilux?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I took a picture of it in the bay near our house, and I had tagged the bay, but it was just like on the sand on the shore. And I took the picture, I tagged it, and gosh, it was midnight that night after I posted it. I got a very stern message from the local Save the Bay.
Oh, wow.
Asking me to never drive my truck in the bay again.
Seriously?
Yes, I still have the message. I was very tempted to post it and just black out their name.
You should post it. That's so funny.
And
a testament to your craft.
Yes, yes. Right, and I told my husband, I said, I've made it.
That's amazing.
Is that the one that has the yacht in the background or the little boat in the background?
It's not that one. It's a different one. I think from August. It's August 5th. It's like in the water just a little bit. And they said,
oh, okay, yeah,
cool picture, but you know, please remove, you know, the bay. And they were very upset about it. So I wrote back and I said, I do apologize for the cause for concern. My truck is a 1/10 scale, no gas involved. Thank you for all that you do for the bay. And their reply was so priceless. Like, I still have it just for kids, you know.
You should totally.
What did they say in reply?
They said, oh my gosh, hilarious. It looks so real. We are so sorry. And I understand, but I just thought, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe like I took this picture and someone thought it was like the real thing.
Well, that is too funny.
You know, you've made it, Len, like you said.
Right? I know, right? Stop driving over the giant ants, please. Like,
yeah, you're such a, what is wrong with you? You terrible person.
I know.
Driving your gasoline truck into this precious beachfront.
Should we end this interview right now? I mean,
That is too rad. That's awesome.
Building on that, so Pablo's question is really that is funny because I'm laughing. You know, women in this hobby, it's not dominated by women
right.
by any stretch of the imagination, and I think it there's a lot of room there. I know I have a daughter. Pablo has a daughter. My daughter, her eye is more likely to wander to my rigs in the garage than my son's. So, how do we? I'm going to ask you to solve all the problems in the world. How do we get more young women or just women in general involved in this hobby? Like, what do you think could help?
Well,
what he's really trying to ask is, how do I get my wife to come and drive RC trucks?
I think if you present it in a, we're going on a road trip or let's check this out and then we'll do lunch, we'll go shopping. I just really like
it. That works for me, never mind.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh, I think maybe that's presenting fair. It yeah. as like a fun thing and not as hiding it. Mm. I think that may be the problem. I know Pablo just posted something about buttering up his wife,
oh, yeah.
that meme, because of some parts that were arriving. And I think the issue may be don't start out by hiding it. You know, make it right. more open that you're doing this and it's fun. And how about I'll get you a truck too and you can decorate it.
I've tried that.
but I do like what you said about taking the seriousness off of it, right? Take the edge off of it, because I know whether, like, if you listen to any of the other podcasts or listen to Pablo, I wouldn't advise that too much, but the I dabble in racing and I'm it can get really serious and competitive, and although I know my place in it, that's the scariest part. That was the scariest part for me, because I it was intimidating. So I really like what you said there. It's making it more approachable, right? And building it into just having some downtime or some time to totally unplug, right?
Yes. You're not connected to the computer or the TV or work. Just getting out, enjoying the area where you live.
So when you do go out and you go driving, what's it for you? So this is always a struggle for me. Like when I go out by myself, I will do miles, right? Like I do trail walks. So I'll do 3 miles on average. And, you know, that's probably 2 battery packs, depending on what truck I'm bringing, depending on the pack size. But what kind of time frame are you thinking is like ideal for you? Like, you know, like, are you like, I could be out there all day, or is it like, nah, I could be out there for half an hour, then it's like, I'm good.
So when we go to a local spot, we're probably out there for about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then we've gone to places that are farther out and we'll stay all day, or we'll bring the RV and stay overnight.
That's cool. That sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
That's some of the stuff that we've done. That's been, so my work, I shouldn't say I get to travel, but we're kind of regional. We're a small business and I get to kind of go around a lot. And so the whole family comes and that's when we take our trucks, and it's ridiculous, 'cause it's like everyone brings a crawler, everyone brings their slash, and we go out and play. So we're like 6 to 8 cars deep when we go,
right.
But it is kind of nice to be able to get and see the different scenery, you know, and to like force yourself to get out and see the nature in a different town versus like just going to the same spots that you always go to.
Right.
And I think that's fun because it's kind of a different level of adventure and gives you an excuse to get out. And, you know, that I think that's the hard thing in our climate weather-wise, how to do that, because like for instance it's few and far between that we're going to have dry days for my family to get out and play.
Oh, okay.
And it's you know, versus SoCal where you guys probably get very little rain at all year.
I always joke, Lily, our summer up here in Toronto, I always joke it's about 6 hours long.
Oh no.
No, and that's a terrible exaggeration that perpetuates stereotypes about Canadians everywhere. So our summer is maybe 3 months of really hot, dry weather. But to Pablo's point, and for us in that time, it's camping season, right? Like you mentioned the RV, we'll go camping. And I think that's where crawling will serve me and my family best. And that's part of that's going to be part of my campaign platform for converting my family.
So I have a question for you, and you said something earlier that's like near and dear to my heart. And you said you like decorating.
And I do.
I am a huge Christmas time.
Here we go.
Holiday time. I love it. And I don't know, like, have you ever thought of doing like, so I see that, you know, you have a theme, I have a theme kind of a thing when it comes to our cars. Have you ever thought about doing a, you know, holiday / Christmas time theme for your cars, and, you know, or maybe your scale garage, get some Christmas lights, because I see you just got your scale garage going not too long ago. And have you ever thought about doing something like that?
You know, I have kind of. We actually talked about maybe doing like a Christmas tree in the garage.
Oh, like, awesome.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And so then, cool. You know, like doing like the tiny little presents and maybe like the tiny little like RC boxes.
Oh, that'd be cool. Are you crafty outside of RC? Or
I'm not like at all. I'm not crafty one bit. My husband does most of the work, which he's really good at. I just kind of enjoy putting it together and picking out the colors and the placement.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool, though. Cool. I mean, like I said, when we talked offline, I was like, race car drivers aren't builders, or insert whatever, you know, public artists aren't the people welding the steel and stuff. You know, it's like there's a lot of that kind of stuff. But as long as you have your thumbprint and your, you know, your concept behind it, I think that's what's cool. And the fact that you're out there doing it, and the fact that you're out there, you know, just like I said, you know, maybe you wanted to experiment through your pink on your car and, you know, pink wheels. I love the theme stuff. I mean, I love when people can find a theme and really carry it through and work with it, all that kind of stuff. I think that's really cool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I do too. I really enjoy seeing everyone's creativity.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's next? So,
Lily, this has been... Oh, go ahead. No, you go.
I was going to say, what's next for you, Lily and RC?
Here we go.
Gosh, as far as like another truck or...
Anything. What are you putting your sights on? Or are you, you know, is your sights that Thursday I'm going crawling? Or is your sights that you're going to go and try to come up with a new idea or a new theme truck or Christmas presents under the tree?
Maybe a little bit of all of that. I really want the FJ40 from RC Four Wheel Drive.
Oh, that's a cool body.
That would be really cool. I've always wanted that one. I just haven't had the opportunity, and they always seem to be out of stock. So
So let me ask you, not to cut you off, but I'm just kind of, so I think a lot of guys have this issue where it's like, they get that question, why do you have so many RC cars? Uh-huh. So are RC cars like purses for women?
You know, they,
is that bad? Is that a bad stereotype? Like,
no, fair question. No, no.
Gosh, I feel fair like question, I've seen so many people with RCs who I can't believe like they have 20 or 30, you know, I started out with one and I have three, and I guess they are kind of like the shoes and purses of,
right. Yeah.
I mean, maybe we could answer that. I'm looking at my workbench. And the last time I checked my wallet, it is in desperate need of repair, but I don't care because I have my RC, so I think it's fair.
So, do you match when you go out? Do you try to like?
No.
Because you know, and I just mean like, you know, there's some like I always find it funny when the dudes go out and they have like their branded clothes that are like matching their RC car and like, oh, you know yeah. what I mean? And I'm like, wow, well, okay, dude, like, let's try to. But you know, it's a little bit of a stretch, but I always think that's kind of funny. But no, I've always wondered about that because, like, for me, you know, I feel like they're like the puzzles or the you know, the little wooden ships that people do, the bottle ships in a bottle kind of a thing. Like, that's what it is to me. Like, I don't get to go out and drive them as much as I want mm-hmm. to, but the idea that I get to like tinker with them is a lot of fun.
Right.
And it, you know, and of course it doesn't help that I have to keep a fleet together with my kids' RC cars. And hopefully that'll be changing because my daughter's like all into wrenching on them. So now I can just sit her down next to me and be like, here you go.
I change love your stuff that. Out. I think it's fantastic that you've started her with the wrenching.
Oh, thanks. It's so much fun, you know, and it's really cool to see her discovery on that, you know,
right.
like to be able to, what were we building? We were building a slash kit and she was looking at how the gears were going together. And she was like, oh, so if I turn this gear, it turns all these and makes these spin. And I was like, yeah, exactly. You know, and then it's like talking mm-hmm. about, well, if you make this gear bigger and this gear smaller, you know, and I'm not going into ratios or anything, but it's like the principle, right? You make this gear smaller, this yeah. one bigger or whatever, it makes this one turn this speed or, you know, that kind of thing. And
yeah. And I think that's the cool thing about this hobby. You don't know what's going right. to take you, right? And to hear Pablo talk about his daughter a lot and to have witnessed it as well, like third hand through social media sometimes, it's pretty fantastic. So let's hope that we get some female listenership on the podcast. And last time I looked at the demographic, it was about 95.
I know. When I first started getting real hardcore into Instagram, I was looking at the demographics and I was like, why is there 1% female audience on my Instagram insights? I was like, what, you know, who's that 1% and how do I get that bigger?
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, I think that there's a lot of, well, people and women all, you know, and like people in general that would enjoy this hobby that didn't maybe know that it would be so fun. I never thought crawling would be as fun as it is. I thought it looked terribly boring and super slow. And, you know, I was like, why would I want to sit there and watch this car go over this rock, big whoop? And then now I'm like, oh, yeah, I need more. So, but
it's
an addiction, whether you're a man, or a woman, right?
Have you ever thought about going into something a little faster?
I do have a drift car. I have a Viterra Ascender drift car with the Camaro body on it.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't driven it very much. I'm not sure why. It kind of just doesn't get as much attention. But that might change, too.
Those are fun. You know, I think they're fun. And it's kind of like you just get a little dose, a little hit every now and then. And because my daughter's into drifting, too. So we go out
cool.
there and we...
You're right, that's right.
We let them rip. Yeah, so it, you know, those are fun because they,
nice.
I don't know, it's a different challenge. You know, it's the same kind of technical kind of, you know, you're trying not to hit this or trying to do certain things. But I think it's kind of fun just to let it rip every now and then. I'm not much of a basher, but, you know, every now and then it's like I just want to go full send on my crawler or whatever and just, you know, to see what happens.
Right.
So
I think on the drift front. So Lily, our challenge to you is for the next time we have you on, you got to get some drift hours in, because I know Pabs is into drifting a bit with his kids and he's got a little bit of a tickle for no prep drag. So I think maybe the next time we have you on, we're gonna talk speed, because speed's more my world. Even though I'm unlike the famous Disney car character, I am steady and I'm trying to be more speed, but I think we can. I think that'll be make for a fantastic second installment to have you on. Would you consider?
I would love to. Thank you.
Awesome. That would be so awesome.
Fantastic, eh, Pops? Yeah. No, we really appreciate your perspective, and honestly, the female perspective on this hobby. I think we need to have more of it, and hopefully, we can bring a little bit of that. And and we thank you for doing that today. So
thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Yes. Here.
Thank you for responding to my message. I was like, this is going to be kind of weird, but hey.
It turned out just fine.
And I really enjoy your content and all that you're posting. And
thank you so much.
Your photography is really great. Yeah. And I love the composition you got going on that. So great job.
And it just goes to show you two weird looking guys like Pablo and me reach out to you about a podcast. It might turn out.
Well, after this interview, if you suddenly can't find my page, don't be alarmed. No. Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, no. I know. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, enjoy the Southern Cal sunshine. Pablo, I'll pray for no rain, and you pray for no snow for me.
Totally.
And, well, I'll talk awesome. Soon.
Thank you. Lot, have a great appreciate rest of the it. Day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lily. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening to this podcast, this episode with Fleur de Lis. Really exciting to have a woman's perspective on RC and something that we should not make such a big deal about moving forward. And what I mean by that is we need to have more women on this podcast and in this hobby in general. It shouldn't be this, wow, look, we have a woman on kind of sentiment. I think we should have more and more women on the podcast. So I know Pablo and I are going to be working towards that. And you know, just trying to make it more of the norm as not as much as the exception. So listen for that. Hopefully we can get there soon and do our small part to make a change in the narrative around RC. Okay, so you might notice too, early in the podcast, we mentioned Tamiya Legends joining us. Well, we had some technical issues with Tamiya Legends. There's some connection issues and whatnot, but we did speak to him and he is game. So we are going to try again tomorrow, Friday, and see if we can get a special edition just with him on. So I wanted to let you guys know that here in case you were listening and went like, hey, where's Tamiya Legends? He's on the way, so not to worry. Sometimes stuff happens with technology and that is our change in direction, albeit a different one. Brought to you by Reefs RC. No matter the line, crawl, flight, race, or bash you are on, make it a straight one, make it a great one with a quality Reefs RC servo. Visit reefsrc.com today. And so slight shift in direction here on the podcast, but trust us, we're doing everything we can to get Tamiya Legends on this weekend. On the weekend edition, Pablo and I will be talking to, I believe, RC Lady, live on the YouTube stream on Pablo's YouTube channel. And then the audio will be available, as always, as a part of the weekend podcast. I may, in fact, put Tamiya Legends on the Saturday edition, on the weekend edition, with RC Lady, making for quite the episode. So we hope you'll continue to tune in. And again, thanks for your patience around this. Doesn't happen too often. But when it does, you are definitely owed an explanation as to why. So thanks for tuning in, guys, and hang in there. Hope everybody's healthy. We'll talk soon.